Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. New Mexico has until April to create a plan for how to create more equitable funding for its public schools. Roz Brown reports.
Gail Evans with the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty says the court decision last Friday recognized that at-risk students are currently unconstitutionally deprived of a quality education. The judge gave New Mexico until April to come up with a more equitable plan to fund its public schools, meaning lawmakers will have to find new resources. Evans says it's a short window of time considering the 2018 elections will see many changes in the state's political landscape.
We're going to have a new governor and therefore a new secretary. The public education department. And I think that's partly why the court has said you have until April. You know, the legislative session starts in January.
The Center on Law and Poverty was among several nonprofits that argued that the state's funding formula fails to serve Native American students and others at the margins of the educational system. I'm Roz Brown.
A committee of Navajo Nation lawmakers says it has voted to ask federal officials to assign medical staff to jails on the reservation that covers parts of New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah. In a statement, the Navajo Nation Council's Law and Order Committee said Monday that it wants to ask the Indian Health Service to assign nurses to the facilities, which lawmakers say do not have resources to provide health care to inmates in-house. Federal figures show there are some 80 tribal jails nationwide that hold an estimated 2,500 inmates. Many analysts remain concerned about the stance President Trump has taken regarding Russia, including commentator Peter Goodman.
Unless congressional Republicans challenge Donald Trump's conduct, Democrats winning back the House might now be a matter of national security. U.S. intelligence services unanimously say Russia interfered in our 2016 elections and plan the same for 2018. 12 Russian military officers are named in a very detailed 29-page criminal indictment. Monday, Trump stood beside Vladimir Putin and made clear he believed Putin's denial. Trump said he couldn't, quote, see any reason why, unquote, Russia would interfere. But he's living proof of why. Director of Intelligence Dan Coats, whom Trump appointed, calls the intelligence conclusion, quote, extremely clear, unquote, says the Russian interference is persistent, pervasive, and meant to undermine American democracy. People had wondered how badly Trump was compromised and what Putin might have on him. Trump is acting in Russia's interest, not ours. Undermining NATO, keeping silent about Russia's international bad conduct, and trying to shut down investigation of the election interference. Russia helped elect Trump. Trump is an obvious asset to Russia. This year, Russia will try to induce Americans to elect more congressional yes persons for Trump. Quite likely, when they were alone, Trump winked and said, "Have at it, Vlad." Republican Congressman Will Hurd, a former CIA operative from a swing district in Texas, tweeted, "I've seen Russian intelligence manipulate many people over my professional career, and I never would have thought that the U.S. president would become one of the ones getting played by old KGB hands." Any patriot would demand further investigation. Trump and Putin want to end Mueller's investigation. Democracy is central to who we are. Massive interference by a foreign power in a close election could be fatal to our country. Trump blames the press. The press didn't utter Trump's words, adopt his submissive manner around Putin, or paint that cat-ate-the-canary grin on Putin's face. If Putin and Trump can kill the investigation and convince voters to ignore the press, what's left of checks and balances on the president's power? No press, no prosecutor, no Supreme Court with two new Trump appointees. Patriots must ask themselves, what would stop Trump from seriously weakening the U.S. and/or destroying our civil liberties? Not this Republican Senate, nor the House Republicans trying to tear the FBI apart. Would the military interfere if Trump took unconstitutional actions dangerous to our security? Unlikely. with the Supreme Court and Republican senators applauding Trump's every move, how would such a thing ever get organized? And what a terrible thing to wish for. Dasvidaniya, constitutional government. Many Republicans have spoken up, but few in Congress have, and we haven't seen action. Republicans even rejected additional funds for protecting elections, perhaps because Russia will back them, not Democrats. Now Trump wants a second summit, at which Putin likely will help Trump look very strong.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.